Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding a Bikurim Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting five lines on the top of the Amud in the two dots. So the Gemara, Ravo B'Shur Rabbi Yochanan, Ravo said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Hayoyuish Mevi Ve'inakoyer. Someone who inherits his father, he brings Bikurim, it doesn't say Mikro Bikurim. Explains the Gemara, Manun Kaimen, what are we talking, what's the case? Im Yorsho, meaning Yoyish, Bechaye, Oviv. If we talk about this person who's supposed to inherit his father while the father's still alive, so of course he's not Koyre. Shluchoyhu, he's not the owner. He just brings on behalf of his father. So he's considered to be a Shliach. So what's the Chiddush that doesn't do Mikro Bikurim? Vim Lachem, he says Oviv. And if we talk about after the father died, after the father passed away, Shaloyim, he's Yoyish, he's the owner. Why should he not be the same Mikro Bikurim? Says the Gemara, we talk about his father is sick or in danger, meaning he's on his deathbed. He's about to die. So you think, even though the father did not die yet, because he's about to die, so maybe we'll consider the son to be the owner, and he will say Mikro Bikurim. And the Chiddush is, he says he doesn't say Mikro Bikurim until he becomes the owner after his father's passing. So you're happy with everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, talk about Bikurim, and it says the word Leveisecho. Leveisecho, you learn from here, the Torah teaches you that someone can bring Bikurim on behalf of his wife, and he will do Mikro Bikurim. That's what it says Leveisecho, that he's coming on behalf of his wife, which is called his bais. This pasuk is talking about after the wife died. Habichayim loin. But if the wife is alive, then you don't say Mikro Bikurim. He's only a shliach. He's not the owner. Doesn't matter if the wife is alive or it's after her passing. He does Mikro Bikurim. And the reason is, this is what we learned throughout Shas and the Bavli brought down many times, that Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf. The husband has the right to eat the fruits of the fields of his wife. He is considered to be a partial owner. He owns the fruits. Kinyan Peiris, someone who owns the fruits, Kinyan Guf is considered to be the owner of the land, and he can say Mikro Bikurim. So even when the wife is alive, he could do that as well. Says the Gemara, Shem Elokish Kedaitim. Shem Elokish goes Lishitosoy. The Shem Elokish Omar, Shem Elokish holds, we're using the Gius of Abchaim, Odom Yoyuish is Ishtar Dvar Toyo. One inherits his wife, Mina Toyo. So Imele, Shem Elokish could say, according to the Toyo, a husband inherits his wife. So what the Torah says that a person does Mikro Bikurim on his wife's fruits, talking after the wife died, and this is one of the places you can see that a husband inherits his wife. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that minatoyua, a husband does not inherit the wife. It's only at takana de rabbanan, a later thing rabbanan established afterwards. So the Torah cannot tell me that a husband brings something on behalf of his wife once his wife dies, because minatoyua is not supposed to inherit her. So akarchacho, you have to tell me the reason why the husband does Mikro Bikurim, not because he inherits his wife, but because he owns the fruits. So that could be, even in the lifetime of the wife, he owns the fruits. He's considered to be the owner from the fruit perspective, and Kinyan Peiris, Ke Kinyan Guf, Dami. Rabbi Yochanan Mishon Rishai, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rishayo, Hanocho Me'akeves and Kiryo Me'akeves. When you bring Mikro Bikurim to Beis HaMikdosh, you have to put it down next to the Mizbeach. And that is Me'akev. That if you didn't do that, you're not Yoytze the Mitzvah Bikurim. The Kriya, the Mikro Bikurim, that's not Me'akev. Says more about Tanir, but we learned, Oichel Bikurim at Sheloi Koru Aleim. This is, we learned Maseches Malkus. If one eats Bikurim before Mikro Bikurim, he gets Malkus. So you see, the Kriya is Me'akev. You must do Mikro Bikurim in order to be allowed to eat the Bikurim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kivi. That's Shitas Rabbi Kivo. Rabbanim disagree. Says the Gemara, Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosi Baye, Rabbi Yosi asked, Haydin Rabbi Kivo, which Rabbi Kivo? Omer Mano Shamis Abotani. My father said that the following braiso, Hanocho Me'akeves and Kriya Me'akeves, similar to what we just said now, that when you put the fruits in front of the Mizbech, that's a must for Bikurim in order to allow to eat the Bikurim. But the Mikro Bikurim is not Me'akev. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Kriya Me'akeves. This braiso quotes Rabbi Akiva clearly that says that Kriya is Me'akev. Why everybody agrees that the Hanocha putting in front of the Mizbeach, that's something you must do? Because everybody has to do it. even the ones who don't do Mikra Bikurim, they bring Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash. So that's something that everyone who brings Bikurim does. So that's why it makes sense that it's Me'akev. He brings another reason. Because the Torah said it twice. The Torah says, V'hinichu lifnei mizbeach. That's a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Chavo, pasuk Dalit. And there in Perek pasuk Yud, it says, V'hinachtu lifnei Hashem. When the Torah writes something twice, that means it's Me'akev, that means that you must do it. The reason we have two reasons, Chadek Rabbeinu v'Chadek Rabbanan. One goes like Rabbeinu Shita, one like Rabbanan Shita. Explains the Gemara. Chadek Rabbeinu Omar letzoyich mishnes, meaning the fact that Torah wrote Hanocha twice, it's not an extra pasuk. There is a reason for it. As Rabbi Chaim points out, Rabbeinu learns from here that you have to do tenu for the Bikurim. It's not enough to put the Bikurim next to Mizbech, you also have to pick it up. Rabbeinu learns from here that didn't have tenu for. So Rabbeinu needs this second pasuk. It's not an extra pasuk. So after Nachum's reason, named Rabbi Elazar, that the reason Hanoch is Ma'akeves, because the Torah said it twice, that doesn't work according to Rabbeinu. Because according to Rabbeinu, you need the second pasuk for tenu for. So that's what the Gemara says, Mipnei Shinuyeg is Bakil. That's why you have to come to the other reason and name Rabbi Elazar. That because it's something that everybody has to do, everybody who brings Bikurim puts it in front of his back, that's why it's Me'akev. But, says the Gemara, Kerabonin, the inner Marin, Shalor Yotzorech Nishis, but according to Rabbanon, they hold that the second Pasuk is unnecessary, I don't need it for a Tnufo. As Reb Chaim points out, they learn Tnufo from the Pasuk, Belokach HaKoyen Atenim Yadecho, and you learn Zerashava from Shlomo, that says the Yad as well, so I already know Tnufo for somewhere else, so this pasuk that says Anocha twice is not, you don't want anything from it. So you have an extra pasuk. So for that you have the other reason, Pneshishana Leo. So the Gemara says we have two reasons that Blos explains, the two sources that we know that Anocha is Me'akev. Either because the pasuk is mentioned twice, meaning you have an extra pasuk which is not necessary, from here you learn it's Me'akev, that works according to Rabbanon. But according to Abiyuda that says that from this second pasuk you learn Tenufo, so it's not extra. For that, I need another reason. What's the other reason? Because it's Shavu Bakoril. Every person has to bring the Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash, even the ones that don't do Mikra Bikurim. So therefore, it makes sense that Hanocha is what's Me'akev. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Zayin.